Begin pop news with some news from Middle Earth.
Yes.
To Pandora. New Zealand, which has played home to the Lord of the Rings films, has a new franchise on the horizon. James Cameron announcing that he will shoot not one, but three sequels to his record-breaking film Avatar. And he's going to do it all at one time in New Zealand. He expects to finish the film sometime in 2015. And if all goes according to plan, the first will be in theaters by Christmas 2016.
What was the first one?
Avatar.
Was a couple, I know, when was it? I'm trying to...
It was a couple years ago.
It was a couple years ago, and it broke every box off. I would shoot seven of them.
And by the way, and all in New Zealand, which really does look fake.
It's the most glorious landscape.
No way
perfect setting for that.
Yeah. Also in pop news this morning, in one corner, Miley Cyrus, and in the other, Britney Spears.
Miley coming on
like a wrecking ball. She will host the opening of Beecher's Madhouse, Las Vegas. That's a really hot nightclub in L.A., and now they're opening up at the MGM Grand Hotel and Casino on December 27th, which is all well and good, except it's the same exact night that Britney Spears opens her much-anticipated, talked-about residency just a few blocks down the strip at Planet Hollywood. This is going to be a tough fight, too, guys, because while Cyrus is perhaps the hottest thing in pop music right now, Spears' new album, Britney Jean, had, well, a less than stellar opening. Not bad, but not what she usually does. Vegas bookies might say odds are good that Cyrus comes out on top.
You didn't hear under Ginger's breath. She said, no, she didn't.
Yeah.
I heard you.
I love that. Did. Ginger, chime in anytime.
I heard you.
I love Britney to be mad. I love you, Britt.
Yeah. You know, we like them both. I mean, they're both very talented.
Yeah. So I agree with you. Like,
yeah. Right? Oh, no.
And finally, this really warmed my heart. Hopefully you will agree. It's a happy story that will have you roaring with glee. A woman named Lauren Bishop Vrance finds a lost teddy bear in a London train station. So she posts a picture to the Twitter sphere, posts it on Twitter asking anyone for leads. Then she invites this little lost bear on her own adventures. Everywhere she goes, she brings the bear thinking it's funny. It's, you know, she's like a blogger on trains, hotels, concerts, until magically a man Facebooks her and says his little girl Phoebe lost that bear. Wow. Turns out the two will now be reunited very soon, and in an added twist, the bear is actually a lion named Roar. So the little
girl gets
her bear.
That's social media.
Doing what it can do in a positive way.
Thank you, Lara Spencer, for bringing that to us.